real sure of himself and makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's not going to change his mind. You call him
set in his ways.
Okay, or you tell him not to be so
conservative.
Do you ever call him stubborn or bullheaded or ornery?
All of them. Stubborn, bullheaded, and ornery.
It's what's the difference between them?
There is, I would say, really no difference.
Mm-hmm. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Sensitive person.
Okay. Or another one for that.
Touchy person.
And you'd say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know it would get so
touchy.
Where all of a sudden he got really
upset.
Uh-huh. And someone's about to lose their temper. You tell them, I just
cool it and cool off.
Okay. And you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange.
What other expressions?
Weird. Funny.
Do you ever use the expression queer or quar?
Queer.
How would you use that?
Someone using strange habits or strange ways and using strange methods by the kind of coming to an end or a solution to a problem.
Has that word changed meaning for the last few years?
Yes, it has. A queer can also be a one with different views about sexual mates or partners or attractions. A queer can be labeled as a female, supposedly, who has attraction on other females, and opposite with males having, supposedly males having attractions to other males.
Mm-hmm. Has that word always, has queer always meant that since you first learned it? Or
no, when I first learned it, it was just, as I previously said, a strange, deviant method of accomplishing or trying to solve, come to an end to a problem. But as you become older, you become aware of the different meanings. Now, it wasn't just recently, like 2 years ago, that I realized the word queer meant someone who has attractions to someone of the same sex, but it becomes noticeable maybe your last year in elementary school and becoming a junior high student or a pre-teenager. You begin to notice things like that without, you notice them with your peer groups mention them, and you don't really have to just get to be level.
Mm-hmm. So if you've been working very hard, you say you were very
tired.
What other expressions?
Oh.
Or I'm just completely using the expression wear out. I'm completely
worn out.
Huh?
Worn out.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I
do.
What, all the time? Yes, I
do that all the time.
And if you wanted to know whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me,